Title 11 is the law that regulates taxi cabs and some other pay-for-service transport in Anchorage, as well as the businesses that dispatch them. The Assembly has been taking testimony on a rewrite of the law, and at their last meeting, residents expressed a wide range of concerns. Sylvia Villamides with Anchorage Char said the rewrite doesn't do enough to address safety issues downtown. She also singled out poor service to Eagle River.
There's a lot of people downtown at one time and all over our city that we need to service, and that's not happening now. Eagle River is a major area, and we have a lot of members there that, you know, they have no way to get from their house to a restaurant or from the restaurant back home or from a bar or a club or the bowling alley because there's absolutely no service. And we would appreciate your help and support in this public safety issue.
This cab driver said he didn't like the rewrite's restrictions on transferring permits.
My name is Rifaku Chaudhary, and I am owner of the cab 169. I have my kids. I have my children. If something happened with me, accident can be happen with me, I can get the ticket. So it means I will lose my chauffeur license and my permit will be taken away. This is not right. So please, I request to consider on it and make all permit transferable.
Rafael Barbosa, who also drives a taxi, said he didn't like stricter rules about the number of criminal convictions that a permit user could have. He also opposed a ban on rear-wheel drive vehicles.
For the last 30 years, rear-wheel drive has worked great. Why, just like that, all of a sudden, overnight, they're no good. Law enforcement use them. We have been using them. I myself work on these particular cars full-time, the whole time. They're great cars.
Heidi Frost testified that the accessibility section of the ordinance was too vague and didn't do enough to protect people with disabilities from discrimination.
The proposed ordinance has no teeth. Many people will say, why should I worry about this if there aren't any fines or discipline? We've had enough of empty promises. We propose that the enforcement be a large part of this ordinance, putting fines into the ordinance, putting some sort of discipline into the ordinance.
Others said taxi stands would improve safety and efficiency for taxi service downtown and expressed concerns that repeated requests for them were being ignored. The rewrite of the law is around 70 pages long. The taxicab ordinance is scheduled to go before the body for action at their next regular meeting on Tuesday, November 19th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.